guys, I so enjoyed that. Almost made me want to go get back in Sunday school so I could graduate, you know, and experience that several times. Some of you are looking at me real strange. Okay, well, just pray for me, okay? Praise God. But I'm so proud of these kids. And I almost, when they called Braylon's name, I almost yelled out, "Rascal!" But no, that's not in the ceremony, so that's not in the script. Love that boy. Each one of these kids brings something. And you know what? Some of our greatest preachers were rascals when they were young, and they will tell you that. As a matter of fact, they might have even been worse than that, but God caught up to them. Praise the Lord, put an anointing on them. And then we have a few here, Paul, that could probably be called that now. You know, from orange hair members, you know, to just all kinds of situations. Do you wear a bulletproof vest when you come to church, Brother Paul? Okay, I was just trying to confirm that because you're sitting next to an awesome lady who's listening to every word that you say. Love the people of God, indeed. And it has been such a hectic number of weeks. Of course, this coming week, the men's conference. And I believe after that would be general conference. You know, I don't think we have enough conferences around here. I've been meetinged, but it's all full of grace and power. Now, since it's Sunday morning, and it's been, for you ladies, a vivacious week, full of pressure, maybe stress, but blessing and anointing, right? Somebody say yes.
Yes.
Got to share a little humor with you to soften you up for the word of the Lord. I love imponderables, you know, or statements. I've got a book, actually, two, three books called Imponderables. So these are like almost in that category. This is one of my favorites, little statements. As long as there are tests, there will be prayer in public schools. There will be. Who said they took it out? There will always be prayer. I've taken a vow of poverty, so test me, please, and send me some money. Imponderables. My life has a superb cast. I just can't figure out what the plot is. How about this one? I used to be indecisive, but now I'm not so sure. Imponderables. My reality check just bounced. No sense being pessimistic. It wouldn't work anyway. I think I need to give an explanation after altar. Okay, see me in the office. I used to have a handle on life, but now it's broken. You're just jealous because the voices only talk to me. Ever had a week that it felt like that? Consciousness, that annoying time between naps. Now, you'd have to see this one to fully appreciate it, but the word two is not spelled T-O or T-O-O, it's spelled T-W-O. So with that little cue card, clones are people too. Always try to be modest and be proud of it. This is one of my favorites. Atheism is a non-profit organization. What do they call church pastors in Germany? German shepherds. All right. Praise God. You may be blessed today. If you can figure any of these out, please see me soon and give me some counseling. Shall we stand as we honor the word of the Lord? Praise God. Appreciate all of you so much, not lightly said. And the wonderful worship. The wonderful worship in music. Let's thank God for that right now. Would you with me, Lord? Thank you for the worship atmosphere. God, the praise, the music, Lord. Let it be received into your heart, Lord. His adoration, Lord, and true worship, God. Thank you, Lord. Give us, Lord, your heart today. Speak to us, we pray. Thank you for all that you're doing in our hearts, in our churches, in our lives. Thank you for it, Lord. We don't take you for granted. Praise God. Are you happy this morning?
Yes.
From the second book of Corinthians, chapter 4, just a couple verses. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Love those books on Corinthians. If you want to grow, read 1 and 2 Corinthians. So much in there. But 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse number 6. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness. I am so tempted just to take that phrase and preach on it for a few minutes. But I won't do that. But I will give you an idea of what's in there. Sometimes in our hearts and lives, we don't get it. We walk in a little bit of darkness or fog. But he said, I'm commanding the light to shine out of darkness, out of our storm, out of our fog, out of our confusion, can sometimes come the greatest revelations, understandings, and insights. And remember that insight is a form of wealth. And wealthy is the person who is rich in insight. So he commands the light to shine out of our darkness. Watch this. Has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. That sounds like a one God statement to me. Verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. You recognize that verse? Do you think you understand what it was referring to when it said, but we have this treasure? Say, well, I've got a Bible. Yes, that is an amazing treasure. I know places of the world where they wrote that out longhand because that were the only copies that they had to pass around. They had to write it out word by word longhand and glue it together and ship it off to another part of their country because they had no printed Bibles. We have this treasure. His presence, the Holy Ghost. Anybody glad they have the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
If I was inside of you, I'd kick up a holy ruckus. I wouldn't let you forget that I was in your heart every day. I'd think of creative ways of getting your attention. And believe me, I can get extremely creative. Some of you have to chuckle because maybe you've seen a little of that. Come out of me, but he's in us. That treasure of his presence in us, earthen vessels, that's a picture of us. I'll be right back. I'm back. Oh, I've been wanting to get to this for quite a while. careful because I get excited. So in faith, that this will survive. Sister Carrie, always good to see you. Love your heart. Amen. Love your kids too. Man. Praise God. I want to talk to you for a few minutes. This is not whatever it is. Okay. It's probably not what you would expect me to talk about on a Sunday morning. But I feel like he wants me to talk to you about it because it speaks to me. I want to talk to you about your most dynamic quality. And don't even put the title up yet, because there's one more word that goes to it. And I'm going to give you that word in just a few minutes. All right. Would you ask the Lord to speak to you right now? Lord Jesus, give me, Lord God, understanding, I pray. Give me, Lord Jesus, light, some of that light. Shine that light on my heart, Lord. Shine that light. Would you raise your hand and ask him to do that? Lord, shine some light on me, I pray. Lord, in Jesus' name, give me some of that light, Lord. I promise you, Lord, I will receive your word. I want to receive your heart today, Lord. Talk to us out of your heart today, God. Speak to us a living word. Would you clap to the Lord a praise offering? Amen. You may be seated. It was morning. And the teacher came into the room holding a little clay jar. A question, he said. Anybody ready for the question? Somebody say, ready for the question. Almost sounds like a business meeting. He said, can that which is little contain that which is big? So the student, full of themselves, thought they knew the answer. Have you ever been there? I've been there, only to discover that I thought I knew the answer and I forgot the question. So they said, when the teacher threw out the question, can that which is little contain that which is big? The students said, no! They were sure their answer was correct. So the teacher, the mentor, says, can that which is finite encompass that which is infinite? And the student, full of themselves, full of their intelligence, full of how smart they were, the student said no again when the teacher asked, can that which is finite encompass that which is in? So the mentor teacher coach said, but it can. And the student, finally having enough humility to ask a good question like this, the student said, how? So the teacher takes the vessel and takes the top off of it and lifts the jar, and just for safety, this is what the coach, teacher, mentor declared. In answer to those two questions, can that which is little contain that which is big? Can that which is finite contain the infinite? The teacher said it can if it is an open vessel. A closed vessel can never contain anything larger than its own size. The teacher continued, but an open vessel has no limitations. The teacher, the coach, the mentor declared, it now can contain the blowing of the wind or the outpouring of the rain. It could even contain the flowing of a river. Because it's open. The student, again sort of full of themselves, said, it would take a long time to contain a river. And the teacher, mentor, coach said, it could take forever, but the principle is the same. I believe that all of us have a lot of qualities. I see qualities in you. God sees qualities in you. I'm talking about, I see devotion. I see depth. Here's one of the most exciting things that I see as a pastor. I see many of us growing. I see many of us stretched. Give an altar on that one. Just come to the altar if you feel stretched. We're given ministries. We're entrusted with directions and leadership posts and positions and titles and things that are important. But I believe today that our most dynamic quality is openness. I saw this on a church sign several days ago, and I wish we could, I don't know if you can put this up when I give you the words to this, Brother Scott, but I wish we could throw this up on the screen. This was on a church sign. And I quote, the worst prison is a closed heart. The worst prison is a closed heart. I remember one of the nights at Awakenings. It was an amazing night. There was such a move of God. And I got happy just listening to this account from the ladies' conference of the visitation. We don't just have meetings. We have visitations. Wave your hand if you believe that. It sounded to me like a visitation. This night at Awakenings was like that. They opened up the altar. I remember at different times turning around and noticed, a few distinctive people. But I wasn't there for people's sake so much as it was, I want to get a fresh touch of God on me. I want to go to the altar. I want more of Jesus to reverberate in me. I want some fresh deity on me. I want Shekinah to kiss the earth, and I want to get caught in the middle of the smooch. You know, I understand what I'm saying? I want something fresh from God. And when they did some awesome preaching and ministering, and then all of a sudden through the altar open, I just couldn't, I mean, you know, I just had to be there. I wanted to be at the altar because that's where our lives are altered, at an altar. You don't suppose that there's a little hidden meaning in that, why we call them by that word. It takes an altar for an altered life. And I want to continue, ladies and gentlemen, just because we preach or we're a pastor, I want to continue to honor the altar area, the God of the altar and the altar of our God, because I know that miraculous things happen around this altar. And I was there joyfully, heartfully, sincerely in that altar. That night in that service, there were so many miracles that happened. Brother David Smith, the one and only, comical, witty, clever, but a majorly anointed man of God. And some of you don't know this, but there are miracles and signs and wonders everywhere he goes. He just doesn't tell you that sometimes. But he began to count the miracles and just have people raise their hands. It just went on and on. I forget what the final tally was after all the ministry. It was an amazing night. We ended up praying together and crying together and seeking God together. And the glory of God came down. I'm telling you, the glory of God came down. Lift your hands. Let's thank God for his glory. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. We honor your presence, God. We honor the Holy Ghost. We honor the anointing of God. So I don't know how much time we spent at the altar. I do know that a move of God is often might be similar to Augustine's comments when Augustine said hundreds of years ago, he takes men out of time and makes them feel eternity. That's what it felt like. So finally, after, I don't know, it seemed like an hour or more at the altar, praying, miracles, faith, ministry, praying for others, others praying for us. It was just an absolute amazing experience. When I came back to where I had sat that night, the people that I had noticed not far from me were still standing there, unmoved, unchanged, untouched. You see, you can go to every meeting we have in our fellowship, but if you don't open your heart, it'll flow off of you like water off a duck's back. You'll go and come back and you won't be one whit changed because you never, you see, just because you go to a meeting doesn't mean you're open. But when you go, and I see some of you, you brought back some glory. When our kids got back from the North American Youth Congress, did they bring some glory back? Somebody went and they opened themselves up. Oh, praise God. And the river, what does the Bible say about the river? Oh, wow. In that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, if any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive. For the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. That's John 7:37 through 39. He talked about rivers, did he not? Rivers that would flow. This earthen, this is made out of the earth. If you looked at the bottom of it, it tells you kind of sort of where I got it. The pottery barn. Hand wash only. Be careful with this. I'm trying to obey. Because it's made out of the earth. And you and I were fashioned out of the dust of the ground. And then he came along, Brother Cody, and he put a treasure. He put some treasure inside of me. He put some treasure inside of me. Hallelujah. And I can live my life, if I'm not careful, going to meeting after meeting and coming back. And while others are receiving miracles, I can sit around like a cynic and make comments about people and their personalities and what's not right or what's not right in our brain about something, while others are literally being healed, changed, filled, transformed. Come on now. Let's enjoy the presence of God just a little bit. I want more. I want more. Blessed are they which do hunger. I want to quote it again from Matthew chapter 5. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. No matter how long I'm in the church, I don't ever want to lose my hunger for more of God and my thirst for more of the presence of God. Yes, in Jesus' name. I got to thinking about this a little bit. What if you or I, what if we were praying to God and he said to us, I'm sorry, I'm not in business today. My store is not open. I'll never forget this. I had to go up to Whole Foods. This was a number of months ago. I love Whole Foods. I love Whole Foods. I love food, let alone Whole Food. So I have a great love for food, but Whole Food, that's another thing. I mean, there's a great affection. And I had to get up to the one up on, right off the sawmill there. And man, it was on a Saturday, and Saturdays are sometimes one of my busiest days. And so I finally got up there and parked my car and was motivating toward the door, only to realize it was closed. I'm glad, you know, that when I pray to God on Monday, that he doesn't say, sorry, child, could you talk to me tomorrow? Today I'm closed. The store is empty. Do you remember what he said in Matthew? He said, but thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which seeth in secret. My Father which seeth in secret shall reward you only. When he said, when you pray, go into your closet. Now, Brother Nevin, when I was one of these young people's age, or maybe a little bit older, not much, I didn't know all the Greek words. I know a little Greek now. He runs a delicatessen in Milwaukee. Okay. So I remember getting in a closet or two at the house and closing the door tight. Close company. You know, you can't really afford to get too much blessed in there because there's hangers. And they have a lot of hang-ups. And then there's the stack of games, Monopoly and Clue and Battleship and on it goes. And because he said, when you pray, enter into thy closet. So finally, years later, I got to looking up that word closet in the Greek, and it means storehouse. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into the storehouse. come into my store. It's open 24/7. When you pray, come into my storehouse. Come into my store because it's always open. Aren't you glad that when you get in the middle of a crisis, when you seek him, he doesn't say, would you check on me on Friday? Because today the store is closed. No, every day the storehouse is open. Come on, let's worship him for just a little bit. Hallelujah. I wish that I could make you grow. I wish that I could make people hungry. Oh, I wish that I could make people open their hearts. But I can't. I'm a little, you're a little, we're a little different than this earthen vessel. Because if I said to it, open yourselves up, open yourself up to the river. Open yourself up to the rain. Do you have something to say about that? Sound like fluorescent lighting. It can't open itself up by itself. Have you ever noticed that about ourselves? We could. I mean, if you made up, I'm going to church. Why did these guys come back with so much glory on them from the North American Youth Congress? They went with open hearts. They went with hunger. There were so many preparations. There was saving of finance, giving. There were plans. There was leadership involved. If you didn't notice that, I don't know why Scott's head of hair is still black. Should be the color of mine, dark brown. Now you know you're hearing an optimist preach to you. I think it took him days. Brother Scott, Sister Jess, and those, it took him days to recover. There was a huge investment made in those services, so they come back dancing. Anybody open today? Anybody open to God touching you? This teacher speaks again to his student. Which is larger, that which you know or that which you don't know? The student says with some confidence, that which I don't know. So then, it's only wise that you seek that which you don't know. The student says, I guess. But how do you contain that which is bigger than you? That which is bigger than your ability to comprehend. And some of us have questions. If you have some questions you'd like God to answer, would you put your hand up and say yes in faith? All right. The student says, when the question was, how do you contain that which is bigger than you, that which is bigger than your ability to comprehend? And the answer, by becoming an open vessel. Yes, said the teacher, only by opening yourself up can you come to know that which you don't already know. And only by becoming an open vessel can you contain that which is greater than yourself. Listen to this. The teacher says, the truth is always greater than our knowing. Your mind and heart are finite clay jars, but the truth has no end. God has no end. The eternal is infinite, always flowing. The student says, like a river. And the teacher, mentor, coach says, yes. But when the jar opens itself, it becomes unlimited. It can contain the waters of the river. So open your mind, your heart, and your life, for it is only the open vessel and an open heart that can contain the infinity of God. So do you want him to answer some questions? Oh, I'd like God to give me revelation. It ain't going to happen if you come. Listen, you could be in this service and God could speak to you a word of revelation that you have never heard at any conference. And you could walk out of here none the better because of this. Here, listen to this. I can't command. I mean, I can. Hey, you. He's already insulted by the way I addressed him. Okay, Mr. Clay Jar. Now he's listening. I want you to open up yourself. Would you please open up yourself? And see, nothing's happening until somebody or something with more power than it's got helps it. We could wait for months and it'll sit there. But when I reach over and I help this jar open itself, sudden, the miracles begin. What are you saying, preacher? I'm glad you asked. Sometimes you can come into services just like this. You know, it amazes me. I have been at General Conference. Somebody would preach a message and somebody said, oh, my lands, was that ever more powerful? While somebody else who was in the same service and heard the same message said something like, what a mess. What a mess. Wow. Could you figure that out? Could you understand that? So somebody over here is talking about, oh, my lands. What a message. What a sermon. But someone over here is going, what a mess. Did you get anything out of that? Here is the difference. That quality, not their good looks, not their intelligence, not their skill set, or even the gifts of the Spirit that are harbored in them, but their ability to open themselves up to the Word of God, be open up to the Rhema of God. And if we can't get there, if somehow when we seek to open ourselves up, we have trouble. All we need to do is ask for a higher power to reach down. Oh, does anybody, come on now. Do you want to just stay the way you are? God has some prophetical things in store for our church. And every once in a while, he tries to get us to understand something that's beyond the perimeters of our earthen jar. So, to help this clay vessel, we have this treasure in earth God will not forget that. When you stumble, when you fall, when you hit the wall, when you embarrass yourself, he remembers. He had it written through his servant. He knows that we are frail in ourselves, and he knows that we are made of clay. And when we get so set in our ways, listen, it can be scary. It can be scary how much can be happening around us and we get nothing out of it. And we come and we're not improved. We don't even have another good idea because we went like this. We went like this. Come here. Come here, Sister Christy. Would you come here right now in Jesus' name? Let me pray over you. We come just like this. I don't know why. I don't know why. I don't know why I didn't get anything. How many of you saw me pick up little Canaan? Sister Christy, one of our chosen, I would call her a special vessel. She's not ordinary by any stretch of the imagination. In her mind, she might think she is. Sister Cody, she's unbelievable. You are a blessed man. You are a blessed man. She has doubts, but you are a blessed man. Sister Allison, I remember you dancing around the front of this building. I remember you. Would you stand and lift your hands, Allison? There's a touch of God on your life. There's a touch of God on Chris. I remember you getting under the power. If we're not careful, see, God bless you, moms. You're amazing. I don't even know how to describe you. But I was dancing with Canaan. I was enjoying the Lord. He was enjoying something. Hallelujah. Maybe his pastor. I'm not sure. But when I got done, I'm still wiping the sweat off my head because, hallelujah, he's a bundle. But it was fun. I'm going to tell you what. I've been in churches where they taught the ladies, keep that little darling with you. That's okay. Bounce them on your hip. Praise God. God gave you a couple for a couple kids. And then you've got more than that. Trust God for grace and extra strength. And they would dance and worship and praise the Lord. What do you mean? I mean, listen. If you make up your mind, you're coming to church and you're going to get under a blessing from God. You're going to be open. Your heart's going to be open. Your mind's going to be open. Sister Matters, lay hands on Christy and bless her in the name of the Lord. Sister Peggy, stand over there and bless Sister Allison, would you? Precious Sister Allison. I just picked out a couple of our very, very special ladies. But they could stand in our place and represent us. Amen. It's so easy, you see. God could be dropping miracles. He could be raising the dead. And we could walk out of here and say, oh, wow, what a boring service. And the only reason would be because we came like this, insisting that nobody can make us open ourselves up to the power of God. Woo, would you lift your hands right now? Do you want more of him? Do you want a touch? Do you want to know, understand something that's bigger than your clay vessel? Something that's bigger than your brain? The only way that you can contain that, hallelujah, is to open up. Open up. Hallelujah. I declare protections around special women like these. These precious girls represent, amen, sisters and friends and family and God. I declare special protections over them because I believe that their hearts are open to the Holy Ghost, and that's why he moves on them. That's why it's easy for him to move on them, because they come with an open mind and they come with an open heart and they come with an open-ended faith. I want you, God. I want you, Father. I worship you. Holy One of Israel, shine on us. Anybody open? Can anybody take the lid off? Can anybody say, I want to grow this year? I want to deepen my walk with God. I'm open to the flow of the river of God. I'm open up to the flow of the power of God. I refuse to walk in here all closed and tight and difficult. I want to come in here and open my heart to the rivers of God. Out of your belly shall flow rivers. Rivers. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, these are precious vessels, and they represent you. And you're sitting near a miracle. You're sitting near a fresh anointing. You're sitting near an open door. God is visiting this district, and he's visiting this congregation, and he has a prophetic vision and a prophetic purpose for you being here. And if you could somehow open your heart and open your mind, the Holy Ghost would break in and God would show you. As our musicians come, in Jesus' name, would you lift your hands? Woo! Would you lift your hands to the Lord? Would you exalt him? Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, dear God, we soften the lights just a little bit because I feel the touch of his hand upon us. Oh, if I could explain. Oh, if I could somehow, by the grace of God, help you to understand. Thank you, Jesus. Your most dynamic quality, amen, is not your intelligence, and thank God for that. It's not your pedigree. It's not what Pentecostal family you came from. Your most dynamic quality is your ability to open. To open. So you see, I could command this clay vessel to be open. I know that it wants to be, and so I reach down. And see, there are times when we want to be open, but we wrestle with it. But if we say, God, would you let your hand come down on my life? I'm trying to open myself up, but I need a little help. I need a little help. Hallelujah. You take that first step, and then God takes the next three. But because you took the first step and you humbled yourself, hallelujah, and you reached for him and you hungered after him and you wanted to be open and you tried to open yourself up, and you did to a certain point. You just needed some help with that. He reaches down, hallelujah, and takes the lid off of our faith. He reaches down and takes the lid off of our understanding. He reaches down and takes the lid off the anointing of God that's on us. Would you praise him together with me? Oh, yeah. Thank you, God. I'm just an earthen vessel. But, oh, Lord, I want to open myself up. I want to open myself up. Can you help me? Can you help me? Oh, reach around to somebody right now that might be in front of you and back of you, to the sides. I had many other things to share today, but I just feel like the Holy Ghost wants me to stop here and open myself. He wants us to stop here and open ourselves up to his presence. It's been a long time since some of us have shouted. It's been a long time since some of us have danced. It's been a long time since some of us got a hold of the joy of our God. Hallelujah. Let him fill us again. I wish somebody would run to this altar. I wish somebody would dance in this altar. I wish somebody would walk down here and say, I'm going to open myself up to conviction. I'm going to open myself up to your holiness. I'm going to open myself up to revelation. I'm going to open myself up to growth. I will grow. I shall grow in proportion to the level of my hunger. I will grow. I shall grow in proportion to the level of my thirst. Oh, yeah. I open myself. Would you pray that prayer with me, Lord? I open myself. I open myself. I open my heart up, Lord, to the power of God. I open. Lord, I don't need just another meeting. I want to be open. I want to grow. I want to know. I want to experience. Hallelujah. Shekare mosho. Oh, Lord, anoint your precious vessels, God. Anoint your precious vessels. Hallelujah. Oh, God. Lord, our children are waiting. Our children. Oh, yeah. Wonderful God. Wonderful God. I open myself up to conviction. I open myself up to holiness. I open myself up to purity. I open myself up to leadership. I open myself up to direction and counsel. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, I worship you. You can go only so long, and then we need a personal breakthrough. We can only go so long, and then we've got to come and say, Lord, I have been busy. I have been so stoved up, so closed up, but as an act of faith, I open myself. I open myself. As an act of hunger, I open. I open my heart. I open my mind. I open myself up to the infinite, Lord. Let your river flow. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, there is a sweet touch of God in the air. There is a genuine and sacred touch of deity in the air. Your most dynamic quality is your ability to open yourself up to God, to open yourself up to the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, yes, Lord. Woo, pray a blessing on somebody. Let the Holy Ghost use you. Speak a prophetic word. Pray a prophetic prayer. Great God. And when you seek to open yourself up and it doesn't quite seem like it's possible, if you will ask God, He will reach down and help you take the lid off. If you will ask Him, He will reach down and help take the lid off of your life and make it limitless. Woo! Oh, Ramatio Shoko Pabra Masa. Hallelujah. Oh, praise you, Lord. Yes, God. In Jesus' name, taking my time around this altar, taking my time in the sanctuary. Oh, God, I can't afford to come to church and be all wrapped up in all kinds of things and never get under the glory, never get under the fire, never get filled again. Oh Lord, help me God, to take the lid off my vessel. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. Oh, Father, fill us, God, till we can hold no more. I worship you. I worship you. I worship you. We're open. We're open to your grace. We're open to your mercy. We're open, Lord, to your coaching. We're open, Lord. We're open, God. Oh, we come, Lord, wrapped up in tiny packages, and we know there's more. Hallelujah. If you'll ask God, he will help you. He will help you. He will help open. Jesus' name. I want more, Lord. Hallelujah.